Okay, today's daf Lamed Zayin, or on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where it says Amar Bishmol, Bemed Devar Mamurim B'Stei Lavan. That was all true with the Stei Lavan, which means a field of wheat. But a field of trees, what do? You Kone says a Tvua, you harvest. You harvest the Tvua, you harvest the olives, you harvest the dates, and then you get 3 years like that, just by one harvest. So, Amar Abaya, Midi Bishmol Nishmal Rabbanon, from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel said that, the Rabbanon must hold that Hayulo Shloshim Ilanos, or it must be, that if you have 30 trees, Mimata Asara Lebes Mitsa, wherein 10 of the trees are in a Besa, another 10 are in another Besa, and another 10 are in a third Besa, so if you have 30 trees in that kind of spread. Achal asara bishanazu, vasara bishanazu, vasara bishanazu, hareze chazaka. I don't have to, I can do 10 this field this year, 10 there, 10 there. I haven't been, and what do I get? I got a chazaka. If one harvest is good enough, then why should this be any different?
It's only a third.
What?
It's only a third.
Yeah, but we said that Rabbi Shmuel said that doing one harvest.
One harvest is 1 year.
One harvest is 1 year.
Right.
So do a harvest of wheat, a harvest of grapes, and a harvest of olives, or the dates, whatever. In each one of those 3 years, I own everything. Now grapes and dates are not grown together. There are dates over there, and there are olives over there, right. And grapes over there, and wheat over there. But I harvest that this year, that year. One harvest, I get. So what's the difference if it's trees? Why should it be different? So the Rashbam says, Amar Abaya, he says, V'hachi pirusha d'Rabbi Shmuel, de b'shana achas. By the way, the Rabbi said, from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel says that, the Rabbanon say that. So the Rashbam explains, V'hachi pirusha d'Rabbi Shmuel, de b'shana achas, 1 year, havi chazaka basad achas, in 1 year, you can acquire chazaka over one field, b'shalosh l'kitos, in three l'kitos, three harvests, b'shalosh b'kamos basada, in three different places in the field. Kediktani, kanas es tuvuaso, umasak es esav. I harvest this, I harvest this. It can even be the same year. Midvarav nishmal hu l'rabanan. Now, the Rabbanan argued on that, right? De pligi aleha kedam revu damashmuel, le'el uboi gimel shanim. They argued on that, and they said it takes 3 years. Says the Rashbam, they didn't argue on the idea that a harvest equals a year. They didn't argue with that point. They didn't argue with that. A harvest equals a year. That they had no issue with. Rabbi Shmuel said you can harvest three different fruits in 1 year. That's three harvests. That equals 3 years. And in 1 year you can get the whole field. That they had a problem with. They said, no, you have to harvest 3 years. Do they agree that a harvest is considered a year? Absolutely. They agree with that part. They just take issue with how long it takes. Therefore,
I'm sorry,
isn't that better than
seeing how?
No. The leka plukta bein Rabbi Shmuel bein Rabbanon ela b'shana achas v'gimel shanim. They're only arguing on 1 year or 3 years. Avol kol mai de amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shana achas amar Rabbanon b'gimel shanim. Whatever Rabbi Shmuel said in 1 year, the chachamim say it takes 3 years. In other words, you have a grape field. You harvest the grape field. According to both of them, that's 1 year. Even though it's only one harvest. It took a few weeks.
Right.
That's 1 year. Now, Rabbi Shmuel said like this. Let's say you have three different fields. You have an olive field, a grape field, and a wheat field.
Right.
And you harvest them all in 1 year.
Okay.
Since there are three different fields,
right.
That's the equivalent of three harvests. Okay. It's three harvests. Each harvest equals a year.
Right.
In 1 year, you have 3 years.
Okay.
The Chacham say no. You can harvest a grape field. What's one harvest? You can harvest the wheat field, but you have to do that in 3 years.
If you do it all in 1 year, then
it's... No, but they agree that you can harvest this will count for that. So if you have three tree fields, I'll harvest field A this year, field B next year, field C the year after that, I will own all three fields. Even though I didn't harvest all three fields all 3 years. That you don't have to do that. Because a harvest equals a year. You see what the machlokas is? That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. That's what Abaye says. That since Rabbi Shmuel said this and the Chacham argue on that, they would agree with this. Now we're gonna qualify it so much this halacha, it's basically going to be not a halacha, right?
Water it down.
We're going to not water it down. We're going to qualify it. Now, lav mi. Now I'm on top of lav zayin amar alf. Lav mi amar Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say chad peira have chazaka lekula peiri? One harvest satisfy one, harvesting one fruit gets you a chazaka on all the other fruit. Didn't he say that? He did say that. Why did he say that? Because Rabbi Shmuel said you have to harvest three different fruits to give you 3 years. But harvesting wheat is ownership over the barley, and grapes is ownership over the dates, as long as you do a harvest. So, hachanami, here too. Hani havi chazaka lahani, vahani havi chazaka lahani. Harvesting field A is a chazaka for field B. Not a problem. Just, only difference is I have to wait 3 years. But harvesting field A is a chazaka for field B. Says the Rashbam on top. Dibemakom hazesim, mahani lemakom hatvua, because when I harvest the zesim, it helps me to acquire ownership over the tvua, the hakayit and the dates. Hechzik bishloshtan dami, I can get all three. V'chein kishekana says tvua, so when I harvest the tvua, kimisha hechzik bishloshtan dami, it's as if I'm harvesting all three. Sheminatam hazeh, because of this idea. You can acquire 3 years in a field. Even though you don't harvest it all at one time. Harvesting 10 trees on the first year. It's as if I harvested the other 20. I didn't, but it's as if. V'chein b'shniya, v'chein b'shlishis. Ki'ilu hichzik b'chol shana gimel ilanos. Gimel must be three. It must mean gimel sada ilanos. Three fields. You hear that? Okay. Now, says the Rashba, says the Gemara, qualifier number one. Do you understand what's going on here, Yoni? You understand what's going on? Why this is true? I'm not 1,000% sure. Why is it that by harvesting one field, I'll get all three? Why is that? I'm not 100% sure. But Rabbi Shmuel said that you could even do all three in 1 year. The Chacham said, no, it's got to take 3 years. So if I harvest field A, I'll acquire B and C. I harvest field B, I've already acquired B and C, but now I'll acquire A and C. And when I harvest field C, I've acquired A and B. So in 3 years, I'll get everything. But I have to do 3 years.
It's three different crops, don't forget.
What?
It's three different crops.
No, but here he says even the same crop. Right, same crop.
He had three different types.
Right, and but according to him, it has to take 3 years.
How do you equate the three crops when those are you're doing a complete harvest and over here the trees is only partial?
What?
The trees is only a partial.
Because each. So I didn't say because 10 trees and a base saw is considered like its own entity. So it's as if it's a separate field. So by me harvesting this, I'm acquiring that. How that works 100%, I'm not sure.
To me, it makes no sense at all. Because if that's the case, then the two that... If they're each separate entities, then the two that you're not harvesting, you're not doing any work on them.
That's exactly the chiddush.
Right.
So the qualifier is one qualifier number one.
Why does it have to rely on that, the produce aspect of it? Let's say I have a field for 3 years. I'm waiting to develop it.
Right, so...
It's taking me 3 years...
In the chanami, that will also give you ownership.
But it's not.
So Rabbi Shmuel made it a kula. You can even do it by harvesting.
But this is a faster way.
Right, it's a faster way.
It's not a faster way.
No, according to the chacham, it's not faster. It takes 3 years. No, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't take 3 years.
Because he's working out through cycles.
Right.
Right, but so you can speed up the whole process.
No, not according to the chacham.
I know.
The only kula here is that A, harvesting, no, for the Rabbanan, harvesting A will give you ownership of B.
Okay, but
that's the only kula. How does that work? Why should that be? Well, Rabbi Shmuel said it. Rabbi Shmuel said, harvesting grapes gives me the ownership over the figs. Either they're over there. Yeah, but it's one ownership. It's one field. Now, it's not one field, really.
But there's still a time frame on it. That's
right. Yeah, I don't know. I hear you.
For you to say Rabbi Shmuel says it, therefore, that's okay.
That's, I told you.
It's like a parent saying, because I say so.
I admit that I don't. I know. I admit I don't know the reason.
Why do you say it's not the same field? It is the same field.
It's the same and it's not the same.
Well,
has to be the same field, otherwise this doesn't work.
But it's not the same. You don't grow grapes and dates next to each other. It's not the same field. What's the parameters? I don't know what the parameters.
Five different crops on one field. Why not?
Okay, that's not one field. So it's arguing the semantics.
A guy moved into my field.
Yeah.
He moved into my field.
You don't grow. You grow over here. You grow this, and then over here you grow this, and over here you grow this.
He has three different fields. He's not occupying three different fields.
But what do you mean one field? What do you mean one field?
One property line.
One property line. That's what I'm saying. One property line.
Oh, that's it.
So that's what we mean. One property line. So how is it? How is it cordoned off? How is it delineated that it's one property line? I don't know. But it's, let's assume that's a good vart. So let's assume it's true. One property line. So I have to be in every inch of the property? No, that's all Rashaul is saying. You don't have to be in every inch of the property.
We've been seeing other mishnahs which have rather suggested that you do.
So now the Gemara is like this: V'hani mili hechad lo afiku. It's only true if the other fields didn't blossom. Aval afiku, but if they blossomed, v'lo achol lo havichazaka. But if they blossomed, the apples sitting on the tree. Oh, I'm not taking those apples. No. That's the opposite of a chazaka. Why are you leaving them there?
Right. Okay. I'm stuck on this.
Yeah.
I moved into the field. I planted new stuff.
Right.
I have 3 years before anything comes out.
Right. So we're not talking about that. You're right about that.
So
now we're talking about it's been 50 years.
I can't get mad. There's no chazaka.
Correct. You have to wait 3 years.
Waited 3 years, finally blossoming something.
Right. No, so you can say, you're right. That takes 3 years to show ownership. Nothing grew. All right, I just planted it. I have 3 years. And I have a taina, and I'm going to win.
Oh, so one second. You're splitting it into different things.
Correct.
There's ownership and there's fruit.
Correct.
But he seems to be comparing the both.
So now he's saying, if you have old trees that are already blossoming every year, you can shortcut the 3 years.
I understand that.
If you have all this working, you can shortcut the 3 years. Now the chazal, you can't shortcut the three years. You can shortcut the level of ownership you have to demonstrate. It's one property line. I don't have to be in every inch. I can be over here, and I'm going to get the whole thing.
But it's still 3 years.
According to chacham, 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel says no. That's all we're saying. All you're shortcutting here is that I have to be in every inch of the land. It's all you're shortcutting. You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
Now, Gemara qualifier number one is, and it has to be that there's no fruit there.
Right.
Because if there's fruit there, why don't you take it? Yeah. By not taking it, it shows you not really own it. Right? Make sense?
Yeah.
It shows the opposite of ownership. Right?
Unless they're for a
name
or something.
Is anybody arguing about that?
No. The Rashbam says, Aval iafik. Hani ilonos kulu peros b'chol shana v'lo ochal elo yud minayu. All 30 trees have fruit. You only take 10. Right? Lo havi hani yud chazaka l'chaf. How could 10 be a chazaka for 20? Right? Given the lo achal kol peros, since you didn't eat them all, gilu al tai atzmo, you reveal to yourself, shasad de ena shalo. It's not really yours. V'yare lahachzik chazaka gemuri. You're afraid to go there. Lafikach lo chashash de ha'ma'ar limchos. He doesn't have to protest. That's not a chazaka. That's qualifier number one. Next qualifier. Vuhu. Qualifier number two. This is the kicker. Dibazu bazuze. It's not enough. There are three fields. What does it mean, three fields, three patches, whatever you want to call it? A, B, and C. We say A is 1 year, B is a second year, and C is a third year. Says the Gemara, Vuhuba azuze zazi. You can't get all 10 trees from A. You have to go into B and C. In other words, you're harvesting A, B, and C every year. Just not the whole thing.
What is that?
Because that shows ownership over the whole thing. That answers your question. You can't just do that. I'm going to be here. What about over there? No, that'll be next year's job. What kind of chazak is that? You didn't even go walk in there the whole year. You didn't walk in there. Now, next year I only go there and I leave the other two also empty? What kind of chazak is that? Says the Gemara, you have to go through all three fields. Do you have to harvest every tree of all three fields? That you don't have to do. You could do that over three years. That makes more sense now. Make sense? You're still puzzled.
No.
Right?
I accept what you said earlier, that if you've got dates and grapevines, you're not going to have them. Grapevines will be all together. I mean, that's how they work, isn't it?
Yes. So do you have to harvest every single grape? No.
No.
No. What do you have to do? I don't know what the parameters are.
But reality, it doesn't work. except in a rare situation that this happens anyway.
Right.
If it's your field, you're taking everything off.
Right.
The only time it doesn't happen is, let's say, for an Essex tree.
Exactly.
With a stagger of the years.
Right. So look what the Rashbam says in the last skinny line. He says, Lashon Bezia, Kolomar, means spreading out. Hani Mili Davi Chazaka, Kishachal Asar B'chal Shana. You have 10 every year. Dahainu Ayde Pizur, through it spread out. Achal Gimel B'chal Beisa. You have 3 trees in every Beisa, which is 3, 3, and 3. And then a 10th one somewhere. Nimtza, it comes out, the Machzik, Kol HaSadeh. You've acquired ownership over the every patch. Now, they have to harvest every tree? They don't have to do that.
Right.
Aval achal yuri lanos biyachad b'beisa, but if you only take 10 in field A, u'b'shniya shniya, kimo kein b'beisa sheni, v'chein b'shlishis, in year 1, I do field A. In year 2, field B. In year 3, field... In a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. To call beisa chashiv sada ilim b'fnei atzmo, because each beisa is considered its own field. Shalem, full. Lo havi chazaka lo sada acher. So that is working here. Require me the other one. It doesn't work. V'hainu nami dumi derbi shmol. It's the same thing as a bishmol. The kanas es tvua so. What did he say? You harvest the tvua. Umasak es zesav. And you harvest the olives. Shek b'chol hasad dehu ochel. You're touching every field. His chiddush was you can do all that in 1 year. The stam sad ha'ilon al pnei kula mufuzar mazesim v'had dekalim. So mistama, it's all spread out. So therefore, you're touching everything, and therefore you're going to get a chazaka.
But when you go to all 3 fields at once, that's not the normal way of harvesting.
What?
That's not the normal way of harvesting.
Why not?
Because you do 1 field, and then next, and then you do... You don't jump around to all 3 fields when you want to harvest. You do 1 at a time. I never heard of a guy going to 3 fields at once. Take a little bit from each.
I hear you. Okay. Okay, next. Next. Right. Zeh hichzik be'ilanos, zeh hichzik be'karka. One guy bought the tree, and one guy bought the... What's that? Purchasing now. One guy bought a tree, and one guy bought the field. Right? I buy the tree, you buy the field. The ground. I don't own the ground. I own the tree only. Okay, how do you own a tree without owning the ground? Such a thing. So, Amar Zvid, zeh kana ilanos, zeh kana karka. Right? One gets the ilanos, and one gets the karka, right? Look at the Rashbam. Zeh kana ilanos, way down. Zeh kana ilanos v'chatzi ka... I'm sorry, did I say it wrong?
No, you're right.
I'm sorry. Amar of Zvid. Zeh kana ilanos. Zeh kana ilanos, l'pei roseyen, v'lo karka. You bought the fruit, not the karka, underneath. Shim yavshu ha ilanos. What if the tree would die out? The tree died. Lo yita acher mimkomon. You can't plant another one there. You know why? Because you don't own the ground. You only own the tree. The tree died. Okay, life goes on. But you can't plant another one there. Why? Because the other guy owns the karka. Vizek kanakala karka. Afilo im yesham gimel ilanos. Even if you bought 3 trees. The tam bismacher sasvino, we're going to learn later on. The kanakarka tachteyem ubenehem v'chutzalehem. Whenever you buy a tree, it includes the ground nearby, all around, kimoli or vasalo, enough to put a basket or some kind of a tool, a farming tool. You do get something. That's hanimili bilakech echad akoni lanos besok shalchavero de kanakarka. That's where you buy everything. Avolhacha b'shtei lekuchos shalochin biyachad ze ilanos v'ze akarka. That if I walk over to you and I say I want to buy 3 trees over here in your field, of course I get the karka. Here, 2 people come and said, we're coming to buy the tree. But I'm buying the tree and he's buying the karka. So when you specify it like that, you only get the tree and you only get the karka. Therefore, Matzi Amal Lebala Karka Lebalanos, the Bala Karka could say to the owner of the tree, Ki Hechid Ladidi Lesli Be'ilanos, just like I don't own the tree at all. Lididach Lesli B'Lachbakarka. And you don't own the tree at all. You don't own the karka at all.
Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I own the tree and you own the karka. We don't, never the twain shall meet.
So what's the issue?
What? So far, it sounds nice and simple. Maskevar of Papa. If Papa asks 1 second. MK, and if that's true, ain lo lebali lonos pekarka klum. Then the guy who owns the tree has no rights to the karka at all? That's impossible. That's impossible. You know why? Lemele balakarka lebala ilon. The balakarka could say to the bala ilon, oker ilon shakul vazil. Get your tree out of my karka. Right? What are your tree doing on my land? So that's impossible to suggest that when two people buy a deal like this, one buys the tree, one buys the land, they don't own anything. There's no overlap. It's impossible. There has to be an overlap.
Right.
There has to be an overlap. The owner of the karka doesn't have to own the tree. Don't have to have overlap there. The owner of the tree has to own some karka. Has to. Otherwise, it can be thrown out. El Amar of Papa, Zekana Ilanos, Vechatzi Karka. One buys the tree and Chatzi Karka. Vezekana Chatzi Karka. And the other one buys the other half of the tree, the other half of the land. And the Rashbam says, Lavdak Zekana Ilanos, Chatzi Karka. Lavdak Chatzi Karka. Lavdak a half. It doesn't mean 50%. What does it mean? Elo hatzarech li'ilanos tachtehen ubenehen v'chutzalhem k'moli or v'shalo. What it means is enough to keep the tree alive. That's all it means. You have a right to keep the tree alive. You bought a live tree. Inami dafka ka'amar chati. No, it means bedafka chati. Bedafka 50%. Kigon shekol hakarka tzarech li'ilanos imlo v'nei shamoch hakarka. Okay, fine. Very good. So that's a detailed question what it means. Okay? Now, next. Pshita, it's obvious. Machar karka, if I sell you my land, I sell you my orchard. Vishayer ilanos lefanov, yesh lo karka. If I sell you my land, but say, you know what? That's my favorite tree. I proposed to my wife under that tree I'm not telling you. That's my favorite tree, that tree I'm not telling you. Do I get any land under the tree?
Only the land you need in order to for the tree to
exist. Says the Gemara, exactly. The land you need for the tree to exist. Now, afil Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says b'mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, that whenever you sell something, you sell it with an ayin tov, ayin yafa. In other words, let's say we're neighbors, we live next door to each other, and you buy my house, right? No, better yet, let's say we're neighbors, and I sell you my front yard. I sell you my front yard. I did not sell you my house. I sold you my front yard. Do I have access to my house now? How am I getting into my house? I sold you the yard. So later on, we're going to have machlokas. When you sell something like that, do you leave yourself over a path to walk? Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't. If I want to get into my house, I have to buy back from you a path. Why? Because when I sell something, I sell it to Ayin Tov. So I sold everything. I didn't leave anything back. I was not stingy that one inch. Now, how am I getting into my house?
Well, maybe the buyer is gracious enough to leave a path.
That's fine. And if he says no, you're stupid, then you have to buy a path back. Otherwise, you can't get into your house. Because why? You didn't leave it over for yourself. Why not? Because you sell the Ayin Tov. Okay?
Yeah.
Other Tanaim argue on that. He says, no, nobody does that. Of course, you left a path for yourself.
That's stupid.
Right? So it's a machlokas. What that machlokas is about, we'll get there in the Samach Dalad. What?
We have a couple of houses.
Yeah, yeah. So, but over here, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that when I sell you the field, but I say, but I'm leaving back my tree. That's my favorite tree. Do I leave back the land underneath? Even Rabbi Akiva, who normally would say no. You sell everything you sell. Even he would agree you leave back some land. Why? Afil Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher, who says he always sells the best, so I'm not leaving over any land for myself. I just kept my tree. I didn't keep the land underneath. Hani Mili, that's only true, Gabe Bor Vidus, where I sell you the well, I sell you the bottom of the well, but I didn't leave over the side of the well. How am I getting to my well? The answer is, I'm not. I can't access it, because I didn't leave over for myself, because I sold everything to you, right? That's only true by that. V'lo macha shoba'ara, it doesn't affect the land. It doesn't make a difference to the land. Avol ilanos, by a tree, dekumakach she'ara, it affects the land. Shiyure Shire, of course you leave it over. Of course you leave it over. Says Rashbam on top. Hashrashim Bekarka, the roots affect the land. The gam ma'akvin is hamacharisha. It could prevent the plow from going through. There's root over here. Vaday asek adaite, of course you meant l'shayer la'atzmo karka sevivos ha'ilanos. You want that favorite tree of yours? Of course you meant to leave over the roots. The roots are under the ground, by the way. So of course you kept that for yourself. You don't want the buyer to complain, Falomar, and say, ilanos, when the tree dies, Oker ilanosecha, Shakal Vazul, Damaski Lare. Once a tree dies, you're going to say, get your tree out of here. I don't want your tree here. It's doing damage, whatever. So to prevent that from happening, of course you get the land underneath because it affects the top. A bar doesn't affect anything. So when the front yard doesn't affect anything. So when I sell it to you, I leave nothing back for myself. Over here, you can't say that.
Would he be able to replant on the land from the original tree?
It sounds like yes. The Eloshire, because if you don't hold back, Lamalay, the owner could say, the buyer could say, Okerilon of Azil, get your tree out of here. You don't own any land. But that's the whole point of keeping the tree there. I want the tree there. I don't want an empty hole. I don't want to take that tree. It's not a Christmas tree. I'll put it in my living room. It's not what it is. I want the tree to be in the ground. But if I don't leave over land for myself, there's no tree. That's not the same thing by a bar. The bar's still sitting there. You sold it. You didn't leave yourself access. That's your problem. Then buy access. You have to rebuy the access back. Okay. Now, Machar Ilanos, let's say you sold trees. That's the opposite case. You sold two trees, let's say. Vishier Karka Lefanov. And you left over land for yourself. So, Plugsa Rebbe Akiva Verabanan. It's a machlokas. Rebbe Akiva, according to Rebbe Akiva, who says, the Amar Ba'ayin Mocher, the Amar Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher, Islay. The buyer gets, what does the buyer get? What?
Some of the ground.
Right. Rabbanon, but according to everyone who says you don't sell like that, Lesle, he doesn't get it. Now, Rebbe Akiva Isle, Rebbe Akiva says he gets it. Vafil Rav Zvid. Even Rav Zvid, who said an Amar Aleph, right?
Yeah.
That what?
He's not entitled to the ground.
He's not entitled to it. Damar Ein Lo. That's Hani Mili Gabishne Lakuchos. That's when there's two buyers. The Amar Lay, so the one buyer could say to the other buyer, Kihechi Dil Didi Leslie Bi Ilanos, Ludach Nami Leslie Bekarka. Just like you have no right to the land, I have no right to the tree. That's when there's two buyers. When two buyers come to buy a tree, I'm buying the tree and I'm buying the karka. Then Rav Zvid said that they have no rights to each other. Aval Hacha, but over here, it's only one buyer. Mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree, you have nothing. Why? Because even Rav Zvid would agree that Rabbi Akiva holds that. Because he sold it ba'ayin mocher, ba'ayin yafa. L'rabbanan lesle, the rabbanan hold, yeah, the buyer's got nothing. The feeler of Papa, even if Papa who said it on an aleph, the Amar Yeshlo, who said, of course you get something, because otherwise the guy could say, get your tree out of my land. Right? Hani mi, that's only got b'shtein l'kuchos. It's only by two buyers. The Amar Le, the owner of the tree, could say to the owner of the karka, right? Ki hechil dididog zavin ba'ayin yafa, ludidinami zavin ba'ayin yafa. Just like you bought it with an ayin yafa, so too I bought it with an ayin yafa. An ayin yafa means, I of course I get some land. Otherwise, my tree's worthless. So, of course, I got some land.
You mean when you sold it?
What? No. Me and you buy a tree together. Okay. I buy the tree, you buy the land.
Okay.
You can't, according to Rav Zvid, you can say to me, get your tree out of here.
All right.
According to Rav Papa, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because I bought some land also. What grounds? The answer is, Ayin Yafa. So, it goes both ways. Aval Hacha, but over here, Mocher b'Ayin Ra Mocher. Maybe over here it's Ayin Ra. Why is it Ayin Ra? Because it's one buyer. So you got stuff. It's not like you didn't get anything. You got stuff. Just some land I'm leaving over for myself. So it could go both ways. Both machlokas, it could go both ways. Amri Nahardai. Achlan Ritzufin Ein Lo Chazaka. This is the exact opposite of what we said on Amar Aleph. Ritzufin means that the field is jam-packed.
Yeah.
If you harvest a jam-packed field...
What?
Close together. It's not a chazaka. The Rashbam says, Lahani Shloshim Ilanos. Fifth or sixth line where the lines are wide. Lahani Shloshim Ilanos. These 30 trees. Kigon, Shenetu and Tesvav Bebesa. There are 15 planted in a Besa. The land only really has supposed to have 10 in a Besa. That's a nice, normal shear of trees. The Mishnah says that. The Mishnah is elsewhere. Here, you jammed in 15. It's not a chazaka. Why not? Afilu achlon kulam kol shalosh shanim. Even if you harvest all 15 every 3 years, still not. Why? To lo achzik is the machzik inchi. It's not the normal way of harvesting. The right thing to do is to uproot five and then give the other 10 breathing room. You didn't do that. It's not a chazaka. Since it's not a chazaka, the owner doesn't have to even protest. It's similar to what you said, Yoni, about not harvesting in a normal way.
Right.
So it must be that before, when we said you're harvesting into you know, spread out trees, that is normal. This is not normal, and therefore it doesn't establish a chazaka. Maskefla Rabava, Elameata, if that's true, then hi Mishrishra da Aspasta, this patch of Aspasta, what's Aspasta? They call it shoots?
Saplings.
What is it called?
Saplings.
B'mai kani luhu. How are you ever going to acquire that? What's the kasha? So for that, we need the Rashbam. It's a very long Rashbam. Hi Mishra Aruga. The next Rashbam there. Hi Mishra Aruga, da Aspasta, b'mai kani luhu. How are you going to acquire it? Hare Zara Ritzufa. It's very jam-packed. It's very overcrowded area. Afilu Hachi Amru Bereish Pirkin. We said in the beginning of the parak, Tavi Chazaka. It is a Chazaka. How could that be? How could you get a Chazaka? It's not normal. Umihu Lav Aspasta Ma'al Yisahi. It's not good Aspasta. The high Urche, the high Lav Urche. You should be more spread out. It's better. Hai Machish Ta'ar Tvei. Hai Lo Machish Tvei. One ruins the field more, one doesn't. El Rava, who, the less lay high svara, Rava doesn't hold from this. Ubimilsa ba'alma, who muki leben harda. Not sure what that means. Vyesh lefaresh, achlan ritzufin eno chazaka, shesofin lesharesh osam, because you're going to uproot them. For lefazer tinsiyasin, you're going to spread out the trees. Shkenderach ilanos and toa harbe, tchila biyachad. It's a normal thing to do that. First, you plant them all next to each other. And once they grow, you start to spread them around. Hilkach lo have chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Hoil ulsharish kaimi. You're going to leave it there. The angel oker gidulan. You're not going to uproot them. Raya davar gab natios. The zaraya by natios. Okay, I'm skip. I don't know what he's saying either. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what he's saying.
The English note has it. It's different, but it's a spasta. Okay.
Because yeah.
The way it's cultivated is completely different.
Right.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Exactly. If that's the norm, then that's the norm. Yeah. Right? So what's the kasha?
I understand it.
Right? I'm not sure what the kasha is now. Ela over Raspasta, my Kanila. How do you acquire Raspasta? Right? So I'm not sure what that question is.
It's giving you a terrace on how you're upshotting the Naradas. That's what it's telling you, but I don't understand it.
So he says, he explains it. According to the Harda,
it would be impossible to establish
Chazaka.
Because they always uprooted.
Yeah.
So you're never going to get a Chazaka. So, Ella, my Rava, Machron Ritzufin, Ein Lo Karka. No, what he meant to say was, if you sell it like this, Ein Lo Karka. You don't have any Karka. Right?
Because you uproot them.
What?
Because you constantly uproot
them. Exactly. Amar Zera Kitanoi. It's a machlokas tanoim. Kerem Shunatua Alpachos Me'arba Amos. A vineyard that was planted and the rows are less than 4 amos apart from each other, which is not normal. Right? Reb Shimon Omer Eino Kerem. It's not a vineyard. Why is it not a vineyard? It's not how it's done. And therefore, there won't be climate issues. V'chacham omrim, hareza kerem. It is a kerem. Ro'unus ha'imtsoyim ki'ilu eino. We view the middle as if they're not there. And if the middle are not there, then what happens? Let's say you have every 3 amos, you planted a row. So you have 3, 3, and 3. The middle one makes it not a vineyard.
Take it out.
So according to Reb Shimon, you don't have a vineyard. It's too overcrowded. It's not good. It's not a vineyard. Exactly. If you take out the middle row, then the 6 amos apart. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. Look at the Rashbam. It's the third line before the lines get wider.
Does he get the
profit? What? So it says, Shura bein shtei shuros, the row in between the two rows, row in ke'ilu eina, pretend it's not there, fahavalahu sheish amos bein shura l'shura, and there'll be six amos in between each row. Ula el nami, so two above. Gabi machron ritzufin, l'rabbanan, row in his ha'amtsam ke'ilu eino, pretend they're not there. V'dinan kishim ufuzarin, and review them as if they're spread out. V'gabi machron ritzufin li'esh lo karka. So if you hold like this, you'll have karka. L'Rab Shimon ain lo karka. Rab Shimon, you will not. And it will not establish a chazaka. V'hani ketanoi, demilsa derava, tanoi ki Rab Shimon v'lo karabonon. Rava, who said his vart, how do you acquire chazaka over aspasta, must hold like the rabbanon, that it's spread out. So can you have them 10 miles apart from each other? That's not called divinity either, what the shear is. So I'm not 100% sure over here. What do you mean? What do you mean you pretend it's not there? What does that mean?
It's
how do you do that? It's there.
Mind never matter.
So what do you do? You're not gonna plow it, you're not gonna take care of it, so it'll wither away? I don't know what that means exactly.
It says over here that the oxen can't get through because
it's too crowded, it's too narrow.
Because it's too narrow. Actually, four amos instead of three.
Right, so what do you do? So you pretend it's not there. How do you pretend? I'm not 100% sure how you pretend. What do you do exactly?
I got the impression that they're constantly picking it up anyway.
So then they're taking it up. Right, okay. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Okay.